are listening to SBS.
Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend and Leora Rangers, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference. Go!
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Wednesday, the 22nd of July 2026, a day where the Australian share market rose. It finished 0.33% higher after two sessions where the index barely moved, and that's as the oil price hit a six-week high and gold tick higher, supporting gold stocks. They were actually the only two of the 11 sectors to climb on the index today, and to explain, Stephanie Youssef spoke with Luke Larrett from Seneca Financial Solutions.
So Luke, what's driving investors' sentiment at the moment?
Yeah, we've got US reporting season kind of in full swing at the moment, and that's having a few implications across sort of a range of stocks on the ASX. I suppose most notably has been the investment banks. We've kind of got direct read through to Macquarie here, and that's resulted in Macquarie shares kind of bouncing and having a bit of a run with some pretty good numbers out of its US kind of counterparts. I think the only other piece of news is that the big piece of news, and that is obviously the intensity and increasing intensity, I should say, of the war in Iran. We saw resources names kind of outperform by 50% in the sort of 6 months up to June 24 on the initial ceasefire announcement, and subsequently, you know, to that ceasefire announcement, they've sold off about 6%. And now we're starting to see them bounce back up again. And it's not just oil, we're seeing, you know, commodity prices kind of across the board rising. And that's resulting in, you know, most of our miners seeing a bit of a bounce.
Well, speaking of the war, how much of a concern is the recent run-up in the oil price now at a six-week high? And what are the implications for investors?
Yeah, I think most investors are going to be underweight this sort of energy complex, you know, oil, lithium chemicals, thermal coal, uranium and gas. So, and they're probably overweight stuff like technology and real estate. And, you know, when we see oil prices go up, you know, that's concerning for inflation, it's concerning for higher interest rates. And in that environment, that sort of strategy is going to be really hard pressed to outperform. So while we think this sort of secondary oil shock is certainly inflationary and certainly a problem, I think the global economy has sort of adjusted to higher oil prices. You know, we've seen people stockpiling fuel. We've seen sort of some measures made to mitigate this a little bit. And so I'm not sort of super bearish at the moment, maybe as I would have been kind of initially when this conflict kicked off. And we haven't really seen a lot of signs of inflation spiking higher here yet in Australia. That said, oil prices are up quite significantly, and I think energy security is going to become an increasingly important sort of geopolitical priority. And obviously, you know, investors can kind of try and play some of these thematics, and, you know, it can be through a direct producer like, you know, Woodside, a Santos, a Karoon Energy. But I think the sort of more, say, sustainable, strategic leveraged and definitely value way to play that idea is through the vertically integrated refiners, the likes of Ampol and Viva Energy. So there's definitely some opportunities getting thrown up with higher oil prices, and some sectors that are, you know, likely to maybe underperform. And I think the immediate things that come to mind are the likes like the airlines, packaging, which has a lot of oil in the production of its goods and the raw material cost, as well as obviously discretionary sort of retailers who are exposed to in consumers who have got, you know, inflationary and interest rate concerns.
On the ASX, what's making news on our share market?
You know, headline index is kind of modestly higher, but that's as it's been the case for, you know, quite a few weeks now, sort of the tale of sort of two markets, I suppose. And today that divergence is, you've got mining and energy names that are up like 2.5%, and the rest of the market's down kind of 1% plus. Healthcare is the worst sector at the moment. It's down about 2%. And I suppose with most of the industrial companies in this kind of post 30 June information blackout window where they're not allowed to talk to anybody, the ASX has kind of been dominated by news flow from the miners, with their quarterlies coming out, quarterly cash flow statements. The sort of notable ones from today were Lynas Rare Earths. They missed their production guidance by about 13%. They've got some processing issues at their plant at Mount Weld. Paladin, the uranium miner, they reported really strong production growth and some pretty good cost management as well, to be honest, and beat some expectations there. Their stock's up about 6% today. And gold miner Ramelius over in Western Australia, showing my parochialness over there, some strong exploration results, and they're seeing some really high grades across what they've done, 165,000 meters of drilling over the last 6 months. So I think while they've got a big CapEx bill in front of them, that's kind of going to mask, I think, some underlying strong profitability and cash flow, which as that CapEx rolls off will become a little bit more apparent to the rest of the market. So we really, really like Ramelius here.
AI has become the dominant investment theme. How are you thinking about the economics of the sector now that competition is intensifying?
I think if we think back to the sort of OneTel era of telco boom, we had a significant infrastructure investment in fiber and mobile capacity, and none of those returns ended up being that good. And I think that's my concern, I suppose, with some of the enormous spend that's going into data centers and into chips at the moment. Is it a case of where consumers and users of AI are going to get a great deal? But the sort of providers are going to have their economics kind of compressed, and the returns maybe not as good as everybody originally forecast. I suppose the question for the market now is, what is the eventual kind of cash flow return on this sort of record, unprecedented amount of capital we've invested in this sector? Who are the winners? Who's overinvested? And I suppose, how much of the current valuations that we're seeing for the, semiconductor stocks, for the data center business and the hyperscalers is just sort of leverage speculation, and people getting ahead of the fundamentals versus what might actually end up being kind of a revolutionary way in which we kind of live and work.
Finally, what are you telling your clients at the moment, and where are the opportunities for investors?
Yeah, we see a generational kind of opportunity in ASX listed small caps at the moment. Valuations are at sort of 10 and 15 year lows relative to the ASX 20. And that's despite those sort of smaller businesses having five times the earnings growth of the larger companies in the index. I suppose in our Seneca Australian Small Companies Fund, we've been adding to positions across kind of base and precious metals. Some of these emerging software names we think look really good at the moment, as well as kind of select exposures in consumer finance and the retailers, which, despite all the kind of macroeconomic noise and headwinds, at the current valuations are offering investors, a significant margin of safety. So that's kind of where we're thinking in our heads at the moment.
That's Luke Larrative there from Seneca Financial Solutions, and he wraps up the podcast for this Wednesday. Give it a like, review and subscribe if you enjoy it. And don't forget, you can watch On the Money during the 6:30 weekday edition of SBS World News on SBS. The podcast returns tomorrow. It drops after the market close, and I'll catch you then.
This SBS On the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only and should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision. This SBS On the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur-adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend and Leora ranges, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero-gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference.